1. Agape or unconditional love. If we can agree that the word love permeates human society, both historically and in the present, we must also agree that it is a very confusing word. We use it in a thousand ways. We say, I love pizza, and in the next breath, I love my mother. We speak of loving activities, swimming, chess, hunting. We love objects, food, cars, houses. We love animals, dogs, cats, even pet rats. We love nature, trees, grass, flowers, and weather. We love people, mother, father, son, daughter, parents, wives, husbands, friends. We even fall in love with love. If all that is not confusing enough, we also use the word love to explain behavior. I did it because I love her. That explanation is given for all kinds of actions. A man is involved in an adulterous relationship, and he calls it love. The preacher, on the other hand, calls it sin. The wife of an alcoholic picks up the pieces after her husband's latest episode. She calls it love, but the psychologist calls it codependency. The parent indulges all the child's wishes, calling it love. The family therapist would call it irresponsible parenting. What is loving behavior? My purpose is not to eliminate all confusion surrounding the word love, but to focus on that kind of love that the Bible speaks about. My purpose is not to talk about how we can keep our love tank full, though that too has its place in our lives. According to the Bible, agape love is not an emotion. It is an action, in the sense that it is a duty, obligation, or responsibility, an act of patriotism towards your God or towards your fellow men. Acts of compassion, empathy, altruism towards your fellow men. I know that this loses some of the luster of emotionalism associated with love. It changes the luster to your reasonable service to your fellow men. Yet, that is what the word agape means. Agape love is a behavior. We don't agape because. We agape despite. Agape and philia are not only different, they are almost contradictory. To love unconditionally is almost in contradiction with how you love your best buddy. You do not love your best bud unconditionally. Your behavior towards your best bud is significantly different from your behavior towards your God. Love ye one another as I have loved you. You love your best bud upon condition. When we lack words in a language that express a reality, oftentimes it is harder to see the reality. Even sometimes, when we lack the words, we are unable to see the reality. Because the English language lacks the word agape, sometimes it is harder to see the concept. Although the language can express the idea with a combination of words, it is easier and less confusing to communicate the idea through a single word like agape and philia. We need to learn how to hear these words in first century ears, the language of the speaker. Word meanings change over time and between cultures. The meanings were different to the Hebrew. The translation from Greek is not always the same as English. The word meanings are often different in a very different time and culture. Yet, you will find both jewels of understanding and bags of gold in appreciating God's meanings. Much of what you believe is shaped by what you heard growing up in church. The people who find the true meaning hardest are the ones who already have been given a bad understanding. In Greek, unlike in English, there are at least five different words for love. The love one feels for friends is philia. The love one feels for one's family is sturge. The love one might feel for one's wife is eros. A fourth kind of love, philota, is the love one feels for oneself. And a fifth kind of love, agape, which refers to a transcendent kind of love, a higher form of love commonly conceived as the love of God for man, and that of man for God. What kind of love are Jesus and Peter discussing in John 21:15-17? Here beginneth the reading of God's holy word. John 21:15-17. So when they had dined, Jesus saith to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these? He saith unto him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith unto him, Feed my lambs. He saith to him again the second time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? He saith unto him, Yea, Lord, Thou knowest that I love thee. He saith unto him, Feed my sheep. He saith unto him the third time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? Peter was grieved because he said unto him the third time, Lovest thou me? And he said unto him, Lord, thou knowest all things, thou knowest that I love thee. Jesus saith unto him, Feed my sheep. Here endeth the reading of God's holy word. First thing we can do is let loose of the idea that this is linked to the three times Peter denied the Lord. If read quickly, it may sound like that. The novice thinks, oh, 3 and 3, it is about Peter's forgiveness. The problem is this is not a repeat of three times. It is very different. Each question is different. We have a leadership theme and a love sacrifice theme that evolves with each different question. Speaking to agape love. This is not a repetition of do you love me? The words are different. I will not go into it here much. Yet, philia is deep friendship for a person, comrade in arms, loyalty, trust. This is what Peter replies with. This is how Peter feels about Jesus, the man he has followed for 3 years. Agape is what C.S. Lewis calls unconditional love. It is selfless love, extended beyond your best bud, but to mankind. It is not upon condition of how the other person treats you. It is God's love. This is what Jesus is asking. Do you have God's love for others because of me? It is a behavior, a duty, an obligation, and a responsibility, regardless of how you feel. Feelings change, depending on circumstances. Yet, agape love is eternal. So this passage is telling Peter that he will be the leader, and he will die because of his love for Christ and the flock, to really understand the richness of the shepherd, the flock, and agape love. Going forward, Jesus will be the shepherd. That is God's personal role. Jesus calls himself the good shepherd, and calls his mission establishing the kingdom. When he says he has come for the lost sheep, he is declaring equality to God. Now, he will soon leave to reign at the right hand of the Father. He places Peter as head of his flock, the church. On this rock I will build my church. On this principle, I will build my church. On the principle of duty, obligation and responsibility I will build my church. On the principle of love, regardless of how you feel. On the principle of patriotism towards your God or towards your fellow men. Peter being the head of the church is the leadership theme. Peter sacrificing his life is the love sacrifice theme. Let us examine the three questions. 1. The first time Jesus asked Peter, Do you agape me? That is, do you have an unconditional, godly type of love for me? That is, do you have the type of love for me that is not dependent upon your feelings? The kind of love that is regardless of feelings? Regardless of feelings does not mean without feelings. Rather, it means with or without feelings, irrespective of feelings. Do you have an unconditional kind of love for me? Do you have a sense of patriotism towards your God, or towards your fellow man for me? For even the publicans know how to love, philia, those that have a deep friendship for them. As Matthew 5:46 says, For if ye love them which love you, what reward have ye? Do not even the publicans do the same? Then Peter answered Jesus by saying, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. What happened here? Jesus asked, Do you agape me? Peter said yes. Yet, Peter changed the wording of the question. Peter said, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love, philia, thee. In essence, Peter said, No, Lord, I do not agape you. The best that I have for you is philia. 2. Jesus asked him the same question again, so that Peter could be certain of his own attitude towards Jesus, the one who had been with him for 3 years. Peter then responding in the same manner. 3. Finally, Jesus asked him a different question, that better lined up with Peter's consistent response. Jesus asked him, Do you philia me? Then Peter was grieved because Jesus questioned whether Peter even philia'd him. Nevertheless, Jesus responded in the same manner. Whichever, if you agape or philia me, feed my sheep. Or, if you agape or philia me, keep my commandments. Here we can see that the true test of love is keeping God's commandments, regardless of how you feel. Unconditional love is the test. If you love me, feed my sheep, regardless of how you feel. For we tend to become what we pretend to be. Feelings change like the wind, but agape love is eternal. Nevertheless, we have to work at it. You know, I was a soldier. Nevertheless, I had a formidable Christian upbringing. Yet, as a soldier, I was not very patriotic. I was not the kind of soldier who was willing to die for his country. Quite the contrary, I was probably more like the kind of soldier who had dreams of grandeur, torn between being a green beret and the spook who sat by the door. This compelled me to link something that John F. Kennedy said and the definition of agape love. What Kennedy said was, "Ask not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country." I did not have a filial love for my country. Quite the contrary, when I began to understand that the primary reason why I was inducted into the Army Security Agency was because I scored really high on the induction examination, and the military was undergoing a racial discrimination suit, I became angry. They told me that I was in the top 10% of the nation intellectually. Nevertheless, the only available place for me was Morse code. Yet, I had graduated from an electrical high school, and I had several years of work experience in that area. On an even playing field, I would pursue either line of study. Despite my anger, somewhere along the line I began to understand what agape love really was. As Jesus said, we should love our enemies. We should love our country, even if it was our country that performed experiments on us to test the effects of syphilis on us as a people. That we should have the capacity to forgive, even in the midst of a pandemic virus. That we should have a sense of duty, obligation, and responsibility to even our slave master. I began to have a new understanding about the non-violence that Martin Luther King preached about. Neither one had anything to do with how you felt. Actually, your feelings and your behavior were in contradiction to one another. The true test of your ability to have agape love is your experience with someone that hates you. Agape love can be paralleled with patriotism. Not patriotism towards your country, but patriotism towards your God. Then extending that love towards your fellow men. Again, as Matthew 5:46 says, "For if ye love them which love you, what reward have ye? Do not even the publicans do the same?" As I talked to one fellow, he wanted to compare the love that you have for your car and agape love. He wanted to say that agape love is a deeper level of love. I brought to his attention that according to the Bible, it is not possible for you to love your car or any inanimate object. Yet, if you wanted to compare agape love to filial love, there still is no basis of comparison. Agape says that even if the other person's level is zero, that should not affect your level. As Jesus said, "And here is a new commandment. Love ye one another as I have loved you." How did Jesus love us? He loved us, despite the fact that we had no love for him. We did not even know him. Or you could say that we hated him. Nevertheless, he loved us. For Peter, this was a training exercise. How to feel God's love for your fellow men. Jesus was about to leave Peter as the head of the church. "On this rock I will build my church." The church is built on the principle of behaving in such a way as to reflect duty, obligation, and responsibility, regardless of how you feel. "Love ye one another as I have loved you." The focus is not on feelings, though that too is important. The focus is on patriotism towards your God and your fellow man, regardless of how you feel. As Mark 12:29-30 says, "The first of all the commandments is, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment." Actually, the first commandment in sequential order was given to Adam. It was, "Do not eat." Yet, the first commandment, meaning the most important commandment at a particular time, according to Mark 12:29, was that we should love the Lord thy God with all thy heart. That love, according to 1 John 5:20, was associated with the knowledge of who God was and who his Son Jesus Christ was.